Welcome to Torah Timecha Haftorah with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and this week, Parshas Shoftim, we read from Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek Nun Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis, to Perek Nun Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis, chapter 51, verse 12, to chapter 52, verse 12. There is a certain paradox to trauma. When the danger has finally passed, when the source of harm is no longer present, we would imagine that a person should be able to relax, to rejoice, to move forward. Yet we know that is rarely how it works. Trauma lingers. Even when the danger is over, the mind and body remain in survival mode. The heart keeps racing. The body remains tense. Life after trauma is a life under attack. And the fact that the threat is no longer present is pretty tragically irrelevant. Science speaks of the trauma brain, about the alarm sounding even when there is no danger, about memories that don't stay in the past, so that the trauma is relived again and again. This image describes so much of Jewish history. Our people have endured exile, destruction, hatred, and persecution. And even when the moments of danger subside, we remain bent, trembling, struggling to believe that we are truly safe. The Haftorahs of these weeks, the Shiva Dinechemta, the seven Haftorahs of comfort that follow Tisha B'Av, speak to this reality. The first Haftorahs try to give us hope, promising that the future will be brighter. They ask us to imagine Yerushalayim rebuilt, a world of beauty and redemption. And they comfort us with the thought that the pain will not last forever. But there is something different about the Haftorah of this week, Parshas Shoftim. Here, the tone changes, and the Navi seems to come to us from a different angle. The Haftorah opens with a stunning declaration, Anochi, Anochi hu menachamchem, mi at vatiri me'enosh yamos, umi ben adam chatzer yinasein. I am the one who comforts you. So why are you afraid of a mortal man who will die, of a human being who withers like grass? After these first weeks of Shiva Dinechemta, after we have engaged in this struggle of comfort and have perhaps grappled with this reality of post-trauma, we wonder, is comfort, is peace ever possible? Even when the source of danger is past, we remain afraid. We jump at shadows. We are afraid of Enosh Yamos, of frail human beings who like grass will fade away. The fear colors our perspective until we forget deeper truths. And indeed, the next pasuk, verse 13, says exactly that. Vatishkach Hashem Osecha, Notei Shamayim V'Yoseid Aretz. Vatifachet Tamid Kol Hayom Mipnei Chamas Hameitzik. You have forgotten Hashem, your maker, who spreads out the heavens and founded the earth. And instead, you live in constant fear of the oppressor's wrath. Where is the oppressor now? Hashem's words show us what trauma does. It makes us forget what we know. We forget that Hashem is the one who made us, the one who founded the world. Instead, we live tamid kol hayom, always, constantly, in fear of the oppressor's wrath. Even when the oppressor is no longer present, even when the threat is gone, that is our cycle of trauma. The danger passes, the trembling remains. When a nation goes through historic trauma, as has ours in the Horban and in our long and painful exile, it leaves deep and long-lasting scars, which are not only painful, but leaves us spiritually downtrodden. As if we can't tear our gaze from out of the abyss of our shattered past. We feel too bitter to process our history and too cynical to look forward to any kind of future. In verse 17, the Navi tells Yisrael, his Ori, his Ori, wake up, wake up. And then immediately begins to explain perhaps why it's hard for us to wake up. Begins to recount all the traumas that we did go through, the poison we drank, the pain, the suffering. And the idea is perhaps, I know why this is hard. I know why this seems like impossible. Shtayim, Hena, korausayach miyanud lach hashod v'hashever v'harav v'hacherev miyanachameich. These two things have befallen you, rack and ruin. Who can console you? Famine and sword, how shall I comfort you? Banayach ulfu shachfu berosh kol chutzos keso michmar hamleim chamas Hashem ga'aras alokayach. Your sons lie in a swoon at the corner of every street like an antelope caught in a net, drunk with the wrath of God, with the rebuke of your God. But even so, even still, Hashem bids us to rise, to get up, to walk away from the trauma, and to live again. Hashem tells us, his orri, wake yourselves up. This is the theme and the promise of this Haftorah. You can be healed. And we wonder, but how? The answer, Anochi hu menachemchem. I am your healer. I can do the impossible. Ve'asim devarai beficha uvetzel yadi kisisicha lintoa shamayim v'lisod aretz v'lemor l'tzion ami ata. I have put my words in your mouth and have covered you in the shadow of my hand. And I may plant the heavens and lay the foundations of the earth and say to Tzion, you are my people. How does Hashem heal trauma? In our Haftorah, it is by making us feel safe right now, by reteaching us reality, by recreating our reality, by putting words of truth back into our mouths, by sheltering us with his hand, by reminding us who we are. Ami ata, you are mine. This is extraordinary. Since trauma makes us forget the most basic truths, Hashem's response is to give us back those truths, gently, patiently, to put them back into our mouths so that we can begin to speak them again. It is almost as if Hashem is retraining us to live in reality. And what is this reality? That we are safe, that we are His, that we belong to Him forever. And then the Haftorah takes the next step. Once the trembling begins to subside, Hashem calls us back into life. Uri, Uri, hisna ari me afar kumi. Chapter 52, verses 1 and 2. Awake, awake, shake yourself from the dust, arise. Because when we are living with trauma, we are too afraid to wake up, to embrace the world. Hashem whispers, it's safe now. Unfurl, stretch, stand tall, put on your strength, shake off the dust of exile. And then something beautiful can happen. When we feel safe enough and open enough, we have the presence to notice and hear verse 7. Manavu al haharim raglei mevaser. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger of good tidings that announce peace, the harbinger of good tidings that announce salvation. That says to Tzion, your God reigns. Not only are there footsteps, but we can hear them. Our minds and hearts are no longer consumed by the traumas of the past. We have space again to hear other sounds, the sounds of salvation, the sounds of joy. It is no wonder that these words were included by Rav Shlomo Alkabitz, Kabbalist of Tzfas, as part of his beautiful Lechadodi song, our redemption song. Every Friday night as we welcome Shabbos, we echo Hashem's call, Uri, Uri, awaken, rise, reclaim your dignity. Redemption is safe enough to live in. Every week, we live in a kind of exile. We rush, we strain, we brace ourselves against the pressures of the world. And then Shabbos comes and Hashem says, stop trembling, stop bracing, rest. You are mine, you are safe with me, and we return home to Hashem. Shabbos is our weekly practice of Nechama. It is the chance to experience what the Haftorah promises, not only future redemption, but present safety. This is the message of Haftorah Shoftim. The earlier Haftorahs gave us strategies, comfort through hope, through belief in a brighter tomorrow. And here Hashem shifts the tone. He says, I am here. I am your comfort. The poison is gone. The oppressor is gone. You are mine. Stand tall, rise, sing again. Live in a world past trauma. And this is the deepest nechama. Not only that the future will be better, but that Hashem is Himself is with us now, holding us, restoring us, giving us words of truth and reminding us of our eternal identity. May we learn to hear Hashem's voice, the voice that says, Anochi, Anochi, hu menachamchem, I am here, I am your comfort. Thank you for learning together.